Welcome to Highwind Herald, a podcast where two Final Fantasy-obsessed brothers discuss everything from Azura to Zell and all things in between.
We are your hosts, Wolfgens and Soloists, Brothers of Light.
Hey, everybody. And welcome to episode 115 of Highwind Herald. I'm Wolfgens. That guy over there is Soloist. Soloist, how you doing? You got trivia this week.
I do got trivia this week, but how are you doing first?
I got a little bit of a cold, but otherwise, I'm okay.
I feel a cold coming on.
Can hear it. I feel like I can hear it, but yeah.
It's almost a weekend.
That's still 2 days.
2 days, but then you get to sleep.
But then this weekend it's a big weekend, so we've got a play to go to, and then it's St. Patrick's Day.
So who's babysitting your kid?
Grandparents.
Oh, good. Kidkins.
Yeah. Good old
kid. Anyway, I've got a trivia for
you. Yeah, what's your trivia?
I've got a
trivia. Was that my trivia question? Was that it?
Who's watching your kid? Yeah, I've been waiting for that all day. So there is one song in the Final Fantasy series, legendary composer Uematsu, however you want to say it, composed, that was not originally for a Final Fantasy game. Which song is that? That's part one of the question.
Oh. So he composed it.
And it originally. And they said his deadline was approaching, and they were like, you need to submit something now, just anything. And he just submitted this thing he already wrote that wasn't for a Final Fantasy game.
All right, just tell me this. Are we talking what era, early or late? PS1 and before, or like before PS1 or after PS1?
After PS1.
Okay. Oh, God. I heard your dog be like, in the background. Wow, this is it from 9?
Nope.
No, from 9. Okay. I don't know. I have no idea. What was it?
Do you want me to tell you what era more specifically it's from?
Yeah, let's narrow it down a little bit.
It's from the PS2 era.
Okay, so I'm thinking Final Fantasy X.
Mm-hmm.
Xanarkand?
Yeah, 2 Xanarkand.
No way! Really?
What did he originally compose it for?
Dragon Quest.
Nope.
Was it not even a video game?
Nope.
Whoa.
He was commissioned by a flute player to compose a song for her recital coming up.
Wow.
And she denied it because it sounded too sad for the recital.
It's a recital. Every song I've ever heard at a recital sounds sad.
Ayo, whoa, whoa.
It's what? Not an. I don't mean that as a.
I sweat.
Thing.
I like, sweat real hard on mine. I played real fast notes. That was not sad to me.
I prefer sad songs at my recitals. To be honest,
for those who don't know what that was about, I was a music major. I did a senior recital, but yeah, no, she turned it down. Whoever it is, they remain nameless, and he just had this song. So Final Fantasy X's coming up. He is being a little lazy, I guess. And they were like, sure. Your deadline's approaching. He was just like, fine, take this. And they were like, yeah, that's the theme of the game. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So they did a few things to it to make it not a flute solo, and which would be beautiful. And then they just added it in. I don't know. I saw that in a tweet earlier today.
Hmm. Well, yeah. I don't know if you could trust it. Are we sure? Did you vet this?
Shut up. Shut up.
Did you vet it? I mean, did you vet it?
I saw it was a. I don't remember who posted it. I just saw it scrolling earlier. I was like, "That's a great." It's too specific not to be true. Like
that's how internet lies get you. They are so specific that you make that assumption.
It's so specific.
Did we learn nothing? We learned nothing from the last couple elections. Okay, did we learn nothing about Twitter during election year?
Well,
about how these things work.
I choose to believe it. It's interesting. That's trivia.
I choose to believe it too because I do like that. I just hope
that's
that it's true.
Trivia.
That's good trivia. That is good trivia.
And one of his like most recognizable best songs. He just was like, it's not for Final Fantasy, but
It fits it so well. I mean, that song is beautiful. I mean, I see where she might have been coming from, though. It is kind of sad, and I would almost use the word haunting the way that the sound is of that song. But
yeah,
it's definitely memorable. It's one of my favorite songs in the whole series, to be honest.
Yeah, mine too. It's beautiful.
Wow.
So that's it. Umatsu did not want to write Two's Anakin for Final Fantasy X. In fact, he was just like, submit before midnight. Here we go.
Yeah, it's like 11:58, and he's like,
I forgot
I had to write the theme song for this game. What do I've got here? Hey, ChatGPT, write me a hit Final Fantasy game.
That'd probably work nowadays. Stuff is so scary accurate.
But not really. Not really. Not yet.
Have you seen some of the videos that they're pushing out now?
Yeah, but if for every like one of those, you get one that's like so bad.
Yeah, I just love seeing the ones that are like comparing the first AI videos to now, and it's like Will Smith eating a rock, and his whole face is just deformed. It's just like
so weird.
They're so funny.
It is getting a little. It is getting a little scary.
It's getting scary.
Especially since we were just talking about, you know, fake information and stuff. That's going to get way worse.
No.
It's going to get way, way worse.
Oh, yeah. It's bad. Stuff. And it's before too long, we'll be playing AI video games, maybe.
Well, I mean, let's. I hadn't actually had that as a topic, but let's transition to that just really quick, because that's an interesting topic that I wouldn't mind broaching, because I think it's actually applicable here. Because, side note, this isn't necessarily about Square Enix, but I think it will apply to Square Enix, because there was an interview recently with the CEO of Hasbro, who was basically saying that he does see a future for AI in their products, such as D&D and Magic the Gathering, which is something that I'm really big into. Now, you need to shut your dog up. Now.
I can't believe you can hear that. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I shut the door. Sorry.
Technical difficulties.
He's
anyway,
been doing that all day.
So I, you know, I'm really big into that, and there's a huge pushback from the community with AI. I don't know if you've been on the internet, but people don't like it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Square Enix as a company has been one that seems to be just embracing everything controversial. Like they have doubled down on the NFTs, you know, and all that stuff. I fully expect them to embrace AI in whatever way they can.
Yeah, totally.
So what do you think that looks like? How do you think that affects
Final Fantasy? I think that it's just at first going to be small stuff like designs, like town layouts, maybe art,
okay,
which I think is the scummiest part of AI is the art part.
Well, that's
because a lot of
really
that's stolen art, and
that's what a lot of people are upset about. But a lot of the places are using it the most. I mean, going back to, was it Magic, I think, released a promo image that they used, or the artist they hired out used AI. It was a whole big, you know,
it goes down perfectly. Is like when you start having AI do the art, you're losing the thing that makes the art special, which is the intent behind it and the people behind it. It's like, for example, I've almost been on the cusp a lot of times of just going on AI stuff and being like, design a logo for a blah 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 that does blah blah blah. But here's the thing. Yeah, I know. But here's the thing. At work the other day, this will tie in, I promise. This is gonna sound so random, but this is gonna tie in. At work the other day,
folks, we're professionals, we will bring this back on track. We've got
I misquoted Muhammad Ali and made the quote, "Float like a dandelion, sting like a hornet." And everyone cracked up because that's totally wrong. So our art teacher thought it was so funny that she took a week and then she came back and she designed a shirt that has a dandelion and a hornet on it and just has my hair swoop with a little mustache and glasses. And the little hair swoop, mustache, and glasses is like the perfect. And she's going to print shirts of them and sell them for a fundraiser.
Yeah, I was going to say you should use that as a fundraiser.
Yeah, she's going to print shirts.
Oh my
but I thought
God,
that man. Little hair thing, glasses, and that's a perfect logo for me.
Yeah,
not the dandelion and hornet thing, because, you know, that's kind of like now it's an inside thing with the podcast.
Sure,
but
sure.
They're like, that's not what, even now I can't tell you what it is. Like, sting like a bee, float
like a
bee. But Butterfly, Float Like a Butterfly, Sing Like a Bee. That's nowhere near as catchy.
It's way catchier.
Float like a dandelion, sing like a hornet. But the logo thing was so cool. And it's like, it's better than anything ChatGPT could have done because there was a story behind the logo. There was a person behind the logo. There was connection behind the logo. And there was intention behind the logo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing you're missing when
for now.
Yeah. I mean, that is until we have sentient
robot AIs. You've seen enough AIs where this is going, right?
Yeah. Sentient robot AIs that do it. Then you can know the AI person. And then you'll get to the point where how do you know if the person you met was real or not?
You ever play Detroit Become Human?
I want to real bad, though.
Dude, that's a great game.
Yeah, I want to so bad.
Anyway, what do you think? I just came up with this topic as we were talking. This is how organically this podcast came together. And the entire tone of this podcast is going to shift to this, I think, because it's a very interesting concept and a very good topic. But what do you think Square Enix is going to do with this? Because there's no way they don't. There's no way the company that has embraced NFTs so fully is going to leave AI.
I think it's definitely going to be in the art area for sure.
I think it starts to, I think we see it first in their mobile games.
Oh, yeah.
I think we see both of these first in their mobile games, the NFTs and any kind of AI scripting or things like that. Do you think, what numbered Final Fantasy do you think it will be before it starts creeping into mainline series?
18. I think 17's already started.
I think I'm with you, actually.
I think 17's probably already started, and they're not implementing AI yet.
And I guess the other thing, though, is by 18, will the AI be where they want it to be?
I think AI can be added in kind of coolly, because you think about a game like Baldur's Gate 3 that has like endless options for like dialogue and stuff. You can multiply even that insane amount of like outcomes by like three. If you add AI as a thing that could just react to your choices like that.
I think that might be and again, there's all sorts of ethical concerns with AI, and we're not wading into that.
I'm not smart enough to talk about that.
We are talking about the existence of AIs here and companies are using it. What do we think they'll use it for? That's what this is getting for.
It's going to be bad
feelings
stuff
about AI. You know, our personal feelings about AI aside, I do think with you, that is probably the best and maybe least intrusive way to use AI. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all behind the scenes. And if the AI is actually good enough to sometimes you get AI garbage, right? When you ask it a question or a prompt. But if we're looking at like 18, 19, then yes, that could make that Baldur's Gate 3 feeling of like they thought of everything. But the cost
there's always
of that
more
too. But the thing is, you can't. There's a reason you don't get Baldur's Gate 3 games every year, because that game is huge. It's expensive. It took a lot of people. Now the flip side of this is, if you replace all those people with AI, that's also another.
Yeah, that's
topic,
the scary
right?
part.
I mean,
I don't think they can't replace the minds behind the actual game with AI. They can.
Yeah, but somebody wrote all those scripts. Someone came up with those.
Oh, that's true too. That's true. You know, so. But I think the best way to add it is a supplementative way, which is going to be the hard thing, because no matter how they implement it, someone's going to lose a job over it,
and
especially
that happens,
the artists.
Yeah, that happens like, with every new technology. I mean, every time there is a technological advancement, something new is invented, it takes away some jobs and creates new ones. I mean, it's just how the world has worked since the Industrial Revolution. But so there's goods and bads, right? But yeah, I mean, it will be the most controversial thing they do that year, though. I can tell you that right now. Because AI is an incredibly controversial topic.
It's
very much like NFTs, is you have the one corner that just love it. They're super pro AI. The other corner hates it. It's the worst thing that ever happened to humanity. And maybe this is just the internet, but nobody's in the middle. Nobody's like, oh, that's cool, but I see why it's kind of sketch.
I'm sure there
are people that exist.
I definitely think there's some cool uses for it. I do. but I don't think it should be implemented into entertainment so much. You know what I mean?
There are definitely uses, especially scientific uses for machine learning. I mean, there's just no getting around that. Machine learning can be very, very, and there's difference between the ChatGPT AI you're using for these, you know, user facing applications and machine learning you're using in laboratories. They're very different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean the technology itself, I think, has some very good applications for the world.
Absolutely.
Again, not ChatGPT necessarily, just machine
learning. Yeah, we all know you just use ChatGPT, everybody, to finish your essays on time. It's like Uematsu used it to write Xanarkand for the first time.
Right, bro, that's the trivia question. Haven't you read it?
ChatGPT, baby. I think there's cool uses for it, but
have you seen the South Park episode about ChatGPT?
No, I knew they'd make one though.
I think it was just this season. I have to send it to you.
I knew they'd make one.
Oh, they did. It's pretty funny. So yeah, I mean that was not at all what I expected to talk about. And again, we are not making any statement about AI.
I'm not very informed.
We have our own opinions about it, I'm sure. But just coming from it, it's here. Square Enix is going to use it. I mean,
they're going to use it. I think they've already said they're interested in it, right?
I'm sure. I mean, most large companies are embracing it. I mean, they just are. And it's just like, I mean, maybe it'll be like the NFTs, the cryptocurrency, because that thing boomed up and then blew up.
Yeah.
I mean, that bubble burst hard. So I don't know. You do have some very big companies backing it. I mean, Google, Apple, all of these companies are kind of going all in on the AI right now. So it's coming, whether we like it, whether people on Twitter like it, it's coming.
And you just got to be ready.
Everybody just has to make up their own mind about how they approach the series, I guess, going forward.
I'm just afraid you're going to have to use it in some aspects. There's going to be a lot of people out of jobs.
I think you're going to be using it, not even know.
Have you seen that Amazon store that has like no workers?
They've had some for a while where you can just walk in, get your stuff, and walk out.
Yeah, and they take pictures of they record you and see what you pick up, and they just charge your Amazon account because you need an Amazon account to scan to get in.
That is so crazy.
1984.
I mean, think about how much you're being recorded. I mean, first of all, we're recording ourselves right now. There's cameras all throughout my house. You know, there's cameras everywhere.
Cameras are everywhere now. Your phone, they're listening.
They're listening.
They're listening. Boys, we're going to be getting...
You know who's probably not listening are the people that tuned into this to hear about Final Fantasy.
We can get back to it. We will get back to it, in fact.
Moving on.
Onward.
How far are you doing in Rebirth? I still don't have it. So
yesterday, as of yesterday, I have officially landed in. Oh, oops, sorry. I have officially landed in. I accidentally turned my webcam off. In the gold saucer.
Oh, the gold saucer.
And it made my jaw drop.
Did you hear the iconic music?
Yep.
So have you done the date yet?
No, I literally got there and stopped.
Just got there. Okay.
I just stepped foot. The area right before it where Dine is.
Okay.
Incredible.
Cool. I've heard that that's a pretty good part.
Incredible.
I've heard that. So you don't have Sith yet either then?
Nope. I'm going to be playing Friday a lot. Well, I'm streaming Friday. I'll play Friday night a lot. Tomorrow I've got locals, so I can't play tomorrow. And Saturday I got a tournament, but Friday I'll play. And yeah, dude, I
today because this is the day that it comes out.
Friday. Yeah, yeah. I really looked forward to putting Cait Sith in my party. Which the way this game works, honestly, they're taking people in and out, so you use everybody. Which I kind of like because it's fun. It's like. But, you know,
the story forces them in and out.
Yeah.
That didn't happen so much in the original, did it?
Like, no.
I know it
happened
like, from time to time.
On your way to the, what's that town called where Dine is? What's that called again?
Mount Coral. Junon.
Mount Coral. Yeah, on your way up there, you have to, like, you're walking up and Aerith gets tired and Yuffie's like, I'm just going to go on. And Barret and Tifa follow her. And then you have to walk with Aerith because she's tired. So you're forced into a half of the dungeon with just Red 13 and Aerith. Then you get to a part where...
Have they high-fived more? Oh, come on. You should remember. They made such a big deal about their high fives in the first one. Did they not do it anymore?
They don't really talk about it. No. I forgot about that.
High five? Oh, so sad.
I forgot about that, actually.
Was that cool? Like, when they finally get it, like they do it three times. It's very anime.
And then you get to a part of the dungeon where you have to play as the other three, and then you bring them together, and they each get to fight a boss. It's cool. Okay. Everyone levels up together, so it's not like... They get lagged behind. Yeah, everyone levels up together. The hardest part is the materia. It's just annoying to reslot. That's why I just bought extras of everything so everyone just can have their own set.
Yeah.
But yeah. I was really worried because, you know, I'm still going to have my main three that I explore the world with always. And it was going to be going into this game, Cloud, Barret, and Kate Sith, which is what it was going to be when I originally played 7. I fell in love with Red 13. I don't love the way Red 13 plays in Remake. So I didn't decide to go with him. So I was like, okay, I'll just use Aerith until that comes up. So I get Yuffie.
I'll just use Aerith until spoilers.
I get Yuffie and I'm like, oh, let's try Yuffie out. Holy crap.
Yeah, you would know that if you played Integrate. She is so much fun to play.
I don't want to take her out of my party.
Yeah,
I love her. Fun. I love her. Now, I'll try Kate Sith out, obviously, because I think he's too goofy not to. He's literally written for me. But Barret is like hard stapled into my party. I love the way he plays. He's my favorite character, hands down. Even over Cloud, like, he's my favorite character, period.
Wow.
I got to show you something really cool I bought at Comic-Con, by the way, before we get off. I bought four of those like sheet music things. And one of them is One Winged Angel. And it's not the one you got me. It's a different people that did it. And this one, it's beautiful.
This one's so much better than the one you bought me.
Ugh. No, it's not. Actually, the one you bought me,
garbage.
The one you bought me is clearer to see. I like it better. But because this one is like written on old paper, so it's kind of weird. But the picture on this one is so good. If you could combine the picture with your sheet music, it'd be perfect.
You know what I want? I want one of those like... the records where they cut out to where it makes a clock.
Oh, that's cool.
Have you seen those?
Yeah. Yeah.
They cut it in like the shape of like the meteor or Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh, yeah. That stuff is so cool. But yeah, Yuffie's so fun to play as. And I love her. I think she's such a goober.
I like her in what's the one with Zach? I always want to say Crisis Core, because she's a kid. And you keep running into her, and she's like, I'm Master Thief Yuffie. And you make her cry. You make her cry every time you see her. And it's so funny.
It's so weird to me to see Yuffie so important to the story of Remake. And she was an optional character in the original game.
She was optional. And the other thing that always surprises me, and they've made it a lot clearer in these remakes, is how young she is. I never, when playing the original Final Fantasy VII, I never knew she was like a kid.
Yeah, she's like
I always thought 14. She was the same age as. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because all the sprites are the same size and their paintbrush hands all look the same.
Yeah.
I had no idea until.
She's such a goober, though. I love her. She's so funny and like she's so annoying to Barret, and their chemistry is super fun. But. Yeah, no, Mount Coral was a great, you get there. I'd forgotten all about the Barret backstory there.
With Marlene and all that.
With the Mako reactor, how he pushed for it, and then it blew up, and then Shinra massacred and blamed Avalanche.
Oh, yeah.
And he took all the, dude, he's so good. Barret,
did you have a fight with Dine? Is that there, or?
No, that's later, right? Because I was expecting it.
That's after the because it's in the prison.
I was expecting it and it didn't happen.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's after the gold saucer.
So
something happens to the gold saucer and you get arrested, right?
I do not remember clearly. I didn't remember hardly anything. I'm starting to get bits of my memory back. It's so freaking. So I'm getting a theory. I know I should know all this. But the Mako, the people in the robes are all ex-soldiers, right?
They're like Sephiroth clones.
Yeah. So Cloud is basically getting the Mako poisoning too, because he's like them.
He's got hardcore Mako poisoning.
Yeah. So he keeps going crazy and like almost walking off cliffs and attacking people.
That's why he has such a connection with Sephiroth too.
Yeah.
It's a little confusing. I mean, I played the game and read about it, and I'm still not.
Rebirth is doing a great job at explaining it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I need that, because like I said, I've played the originals and there's some translation things, and it's just some things aren't super clear, and some things are told through, you know, side quests you have to do or whatever. So,
yeah.
And it's complicated. There's never been a Final Fantasy that's just, even the ones that are like, save the crystals, end up having some crazy, like Final Fantasy 1.
Yeah. Time
save
travel.
The crystals ends with time travel. You going back in time and this and that is like,
and it's set in a loop, and you have to go to the beginning of the loop to kill Garland or Chaos.
Yeah. It's like even the original, they've all been, which is why I get so annoyed when people are like, Final Fantasy VIII is just so out there. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're
people
all out
say
there.
Final Fantasy VIII is out there because they've never played IV and they think it's weird you're going to the moon.
I guess. I've heard that. That's just so
no,
out there.
No, I think Final Fantasy VIII.
It's a little weird.
I think Final Fantasy VIII's out there because the ending's like a straight up trip. It's like, bow, and I'm like,
but the
wow.
ending is also just another time loop. It's just the same thing like Final Fantasy One.
Run around and the wow. I was like,
I love that. I love
whoa.
That.
I did too. But it was trippy.
They're falling back to the time stream.
The time stream.
Anyway,
it's good. I like it. It's good.
All right, well, we got to stop talking about Rebirth because it's making me jealous because I want to play it. I have one last topic I'd like to talk to you about. Have you seen this article about the Final Fantasy XIV director and what they've said about the game's
difficulty?
Relaxed. Yeah, yep. did you see that?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of YouTube videos in the past few months of raiders not satisfied with Endwalker and the difficulty.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So there's been a bunch of them. Right now, the one I'm referencing is IGN. But the director, you know, Yoshi P, he said basically it's become too relaxed in the last few years. And that they've done everything they can basically to make it more approachable. And, you know, you want it to be able to play it without stress. But they think they might have overdone it a bit. And I do hope they mean the upper end raiders, because I really don't want them to make the base game any harder. Like when you're leveling dungeons, those are the perfect difficulty. I really think so. But now the high end raid, sure, I could maybe see that. Do you think that it's mechanics, or what do you think they're getting at here?
I have no idea. I think if I call back and remember some of what people were complaining about, it's just that the mechanics haven't evolved enough from expansion to expansion. It's just boiling down to a bunch of still just. At the end of the day, it's just get out of the orange or purple stuff and hit.
How much can you do with an MMO?
I know. I mean,
I still think they upped the MMO mechanics of fights beyond what WoW was doing. I mean, I know that they're going back and forth now, but
yeah, I'm uber casual on 14, but I've always thought that the raid fights were insanely hard. But granted,
they're more involved. They're more. Yeah. You have to pay more attention. But they telegraph things, which I do like, which I think makes it a little bit easier.
Maybe the damage checks are too low or something. I don't know.
Maybe. So I'll go on. He says, in terms of Final Fantasy XIV, I'd like to restore the stress somewhat. By doing that, we could offer players the right kind of challenge and do it better than ever. This is a development challenge for the next 10 years, and I'm currently working on various game design elements, which is fun. However, I'm sure some people will think, why on earth would you do that? So what camp are you in? I mean, I know that neither one of us are like hardcore raiders.
No, I think I think everything there is 100% good, though. I think a game is at its best. An MMO is at its best that it caters to people like me and you and to people who can play it 12 hours a day.
A game this big needs to have everything.
Like if you're raiding Savage, which is the hardest, right?
Extreme?
Extreme Savage.
Have like one every expansion that's like towards the end, they're like, here's the capstone fight or something.
If you're on the highest difficulty, let's say that. If you're on the high, me neither. If you're on the highest difficulty, it should be hard. hard as snot. Sure. And if those people are feeling like it's too easy, then it needs to be made harder. But leave what we're doing alone.
Yeah, let me. hey, look at me, Yoshi. Yoshi P, look at me.
Yoshi!
I need to be able to continue to go to my island and farm those crops if I want.
Yeah,
to.
And don't ruin this for me, because I'm getting the itch to play bad. Like, bad. I watched... What got me? What got me? I watched a video yesterday.
Again?
That always gets me. But I watched a video yesterday. I watched a review video, and the guy at the end of the review, holy crap, he worked with a modder, and he restored his own private version of 1.0 to finish the review, because it was glowing. And then at the end, he goes... But it used to be poopy. And then he went on for like 20 minutes just reviewing 1.0. And I'm not going to lie, watching 1.0 made me be like, guys, game's good now. I want to play it again.
The game is good now.
I want to go play it again. And he also said, like, there's one big thing that got me. He was shown an area that was just an open area he was in. And I was like, it was a Heaven's Word place. And I was like, I don't remember this place, but I love it because it wasn't too congested by environmental crap. And it was just plains. And it was like what I love about Classic WoW. It's just like huge plains that you can explore. And I was like, what is this place? I had no idea there were instanced off zones for crafting, for gathering jobs.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. That alone makes me like.
We don't level crafters, but yeah, they have those.
I'm about to. That looks fun, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so dude, I'm very much wanting to get back into it. Especially since Viper's coming out.
Sure. I actually really want to try the Pictomancer.
Just me too. Oh my god, that's going to be the one ranged magic class I would main, cuz it's so actually I'm going to level Viper, but I might end up maining Pictomancer.
It was super random, and I really didn't care for it until I remembered that one character in Final Fantasy VI.
Yep, is the Realm.
And I was like, oh yeah, this is part of that. At first, I was like, this is out of left field. I totally just forgot about her.
Super cool, man.
Probably because Final Fantasy VI sucks. But, but I totally forgot about her.
Unpack that one, listeners.
I love your face every time
I don't even get offended. I just get flabbergasted. I'm just like,
we still haven't finished it.
You're gonna get more canceled for that than be using an AI logo.
Maybe. But yeah, so I'm super excited about that. But yeah, this is the last thing I'll read you from Yoshi P, and I think he makes a good point. And you know, because my first thought was, oh, I don't want it to be any harder, but he kind of brings home, I think, what he's getting at, and he also, I think, lays out what he means with balance here. He says, video games should, of course, include some element of stress, but finding the balance is extremely difficult. For example, if you're playing a side-scrolling action game and there aren't any gaps you could fall down when you miss a jump, the game would be free of stress, but it also would not be fun. And I think that is exactly, it's finding that balance of this is stressful, but fun, you know? Yeah. And, but he has, you know, they gotta be careful here. Because if they have brought the difficulty down, that's brought in more of, they're kind of lopsiding their base if that's the kind of people they're wanting to attract. So they really got to be careful about how they tune this and making sure they tune the right things the right way. So
yeah,
maybe not telegraphing things as much in the higher tiers. You know, maybe they don't even light the floor up orange or something. I don't know. Like
even WoW does that nowadays. So I mean, I think that is, I could not imagine. Holy crap, that would be ridiculous.
But if that's the hardest,
if that's what they want, that's what they want. It's not for me, so.
You all do you. I mean, I do want to do some raiding in Dawn Trail.
I would love to do some raiding with an FC with people. I would love that, listeners, and you. I'd love, listen, get me into FF14 regularly, because I love Classic WoW, but I almost have absolutely zero desire to play Retail WoW anymore.
It's a shame.
I mean, I'll play every new expansion always until I die, but as far as like...
It will die before you, probably.
Yeah, hopefully.
I mean, those servers will go offline, I hope, before you die.
me too. I mean, me too. So, do you want to hear something completely crap?
Not really, but sure, let's hear it.
Did you see GameSpot on Twitter rank all the Final Fantasy games?
No, because every time I see a ranking of Final Fantasy games, I immediately keep scrolling.
Are you ready?
I hate those articles.
It's crap. Literally no one agrees with it. So it's a net negative. It's all hilarious. Right. You got to let me read it.
I really do hate these articles, but go for it.
Yeah. Number one, six. That's almost,
this
you know.
Is the best.
Yeah, one, that, the okay. best. We're going from best to worst, okay?
Most countdowns go the other way.
We're going to go this way. Trust me, it's going to be more entertaining. Okay. One is six. Two is 12, the Zodiac Age.
Oh, my God.
Three is 10. Okay. Four is seven, Remake. Remake.
Okay.
Five is 12. Five.
Okay.
Six is seven, OG. sixth best Final Fantasy game, Final Fantasy VII.
Six is seven. Yeah, this is getting this. This is a little confusing to listen to.
Seven, Final Fantasy 16.
Okay.
Eight, Final Fantasy 8.
Wow, you're mad now.
Nine. I told you it's crap. Nine, Final Fantasy 4.
Okay.
10.
4 is way better than 12.
10, I know. 10, Final Fantasy 9.
Okay.
11, Final Fantasy 1. Keep in mind, every game below this
is worse
than the original Final Fantasy.
Are they including the MMOs in this?
No.
Do they include 11 and 14? There's no way 14 is this low.
That would be so funny if they did. Holy
if
crap.
14 was this low on that would be the most ridiculous. I mean, it's already pretty bonkers.
Yeah, it's bonkers. 12 is Final Fantasy 3. 13 is Final Fantasy 13. I think they just like to align up some of these because, like, 8 went on 8. And, you know, 14 is Final Fantasy 15. Criminal, but whatever. And the worst Final Fantasy game in their eyes is Final Fantasy 2. Now, I think...
Wow.
That is insanely ridiculous.
That whole list is wrong.
And then somebody else went back and he made his own with it. And it looks a little bit more like a list that you would see a fan make. Instead of whatever the heck I just read off. Like, the big thing, the kicker, is Final Fantasy VII being number six. Final Fantasy V, by the way, is better than Final Fantasy VII. Thoughts?
Final Fantasy V is not even better than Final Fantasy IV.
It's like, thoughts. Final Fantasy VII, the most popular RPG of all time.
The one thing V really, really has going for it is its job system.
Yeah,
I think it does that better than any other game.
I love 5. I don't want it to seem like I don't.
I just don't think you can say it's overall better than 7.
No.
7, I think, has a better narrative. I think the materia system, while not a job system, is very in-depth, and I like how it works. Plus, just the graphical leap that game had for the time it came out and what it did for the series as a whole. No, I just don't think.
Now I'm back on the Final Fantasy VII's the second best in the series.
Plus, hold on. I'm not done. You're telling me the game with the main villain X Death is better than Sephiroth. That's what you're telling me right now. X Death.
I've got a question. Would you say Sephiroth is in the top three most recognizable and iconic video game villains? Top three.
Let's see. Bowser.
Bowser's number one, without a doubt.
One of them. Most recognizable video game villains.
I think his sword alone puts him in
there. I think he could be in the top three. I'm trying to think of who else might be up there, and I'm trying not to be biased to my own. Like,
I would
think of these.
Ganondorf.
Ganondorf, maybe. I was thinking King Dedede for some reason. Like, I know that Kirby's pretty popular.
He's kind of a buddy nowadays, though.
Sure. He just has a very unique silhouette.
Everybody's friends in Kirby because everyone's too scared of Kirby. He's a galaxy destroying, god killing machine.
So yeah, Bowser would be number one, I think, as far as video games villains go.
Oh yeah.
I
don't know. I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, I think you would be able to find people that might have seen Sephiroth or at least like seen some of those pictures and not really know what he's from. Yeah. That's kind of how I view it.
But they know him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because especially since there's been movies and things like that. But yeah, I don't know if he'd crack top three. I still don't know if he'd crack top three.
But it's some of the games, the way I think about
Pokemon
it,
Pokemon doesn't really have a bad guy. Team Rocket, maybe.
Hey, no, valid. Giovanni, maybe.
Yeah.
Team Rocket.
I think
Gary.
More, I think more just Team Rocket in general than Giovanni.
Rival from Gen 1, Gary.
Yeah. Blue.
But I'm thinking it's like.
Oh, you were red. Yeah.
Yeah. You think of like all the video game genres. When it comes to RPGs, he's definitely the most recognizable villain. Maybe Slime from Dragon Quest. I don't know.
Is Slime a villain? Oh, like the little
little enemy. But sure. I mean, I don't know. I that's just an interesting thought. But yeah, no, that list is whack. I love seeing crap like that and talking about it on the show because that's funny.
Yeah, that's
I
don't agree with many. Nobody
agreed. I read the retweets and nobody agreed. Everyone was like, what?
I think they came in and said, hey, somebody put together the most controversial list you can think of.
And it's also I am of this opinion. And I said set this tweet out. I'll read the tweet verbatim. I like doing this. Final Fantasy VII Remake was good, but not as great as the original. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is one of the best Final Fantasy games ever made.
I don't think it's fair to compare Remake to the original. Because the remake is better than the Midgar portion of the original. I will die on that hill. I think that remake is better than the part of Midgar in Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, the part of Midgar in Final Fantasy VII like last 2 hours.
And I just don't think it's fair to compare remake to the whole of Final Fantasy VII because it just doesn't even begin to try to scratch the surface of what makes that game so good.
Yeah.
I don't think they're fair comparisons. It's like trying to compare The Hobbit to the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy.
I'm kind of comparing them as standalone games, honestly. It's just the same as comparing like 9 and 8 for me.
But
they're very similar. Yeah, they're same, but you know they have that one major thing at the end that's pretty different. I don't know. I said it a lot on the show. Remake, I didn't feel like they nailed their design philosophy right away. Rebirth feels like they've nailed it. Everything feels so good. The boss fights are so rewarding in Rebirth. There are a lot more variety, obviously, because you're not all in Midgar. But the exploration in Rebirth,
it's not just look, another soldier, another.
It was awful.
Robot.
I know. All of the exploration in Rebirth is great, and I'm not wasting time on it. I'm like, when I feel like I want to move on with the story, I move on with the story.
Yeah. So you have Vincent, right?
I think so. I don't have him yet.
Oh, I said you have Vincent, right? And you said I think so.
I thought you said do you get Vincent? Sorry.
Oh, you don't have him yet. So I can't remember when you go through. Oh no, that's after the Gold Saucer. Yeah. Okay.
I'll have Cait Sith.
Nobody cares about Cait Sith.
Or who are you using in your party? Who's going to be your go-to?
Probably the same one. If Cid's in this game, it'll probably be Red and Cid. They're my favorite characters.
Red and Sid. I'm telling you, I'm not a fan of how Red plays, but
it doesn't matter because I won't play. I'm only ever play Cloud.
I thought I would too, but Yuffie is so fun.
I mean, in Remake, I played Cloud and just switched when I absolutely had to.
Switched to Barret a lot. I just love Barret and playing as him.
I felt like he was weak in the
first
one.
That maximum fury thing, if you have 2 ATB, that thing does. He does have the lowest stats in this game. I saw an article say he has the lowest stats in this game.
Just his basic attack. And I know because it's just shooting a lot. I just felt like it was weak. It wasn't satisfying for me.
It's very easy, though.
It is. Anyway, we are running a little bit late, and my cold's catching up with me. So I think we're going to have to wind this one down, buddy.
Wrap it up.
Do you have anything you'd like to add here at the end of our show? Final thoughts, as they say.
Final fantasies, as I say.
I'm not going to say that anymore.
Check out the second best Final Fantasy game ever made, Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age, right now on Steam, PS4. sponsored by GameSpot. I check out my stream.
Say The Zodiac Age is better than the original Final Fantasy XII.
I'll
say that.
paint drying is better than the original Final Fantasy 12.
Okay.
Check out my stream. I'm streaming through Persona 5 Royal right now. Super fun. Check out some videos. Those VODs will go up on my channel. And also, I'm hoping to get some TCG content out on my new TCG channel soon, especially with me going to this tournament this weekend. I would like to dabble into some other games, but do expect it to be primarily always One Piece. It's my favorite trading card game ever.
It's really super easy fun to make Magic Arena TCG content, just so you know. Really easy.
Yeah, you just play games on Arena.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, I'll play games on the simulator.
I'm going to do that for like half an hour
after this. I'm going to play games on the simulator. That's pretty much all I'm going to do. Oh,
yeah, that'll be good.
And
be good.
Yeah. And I love the game. It's just super fun. So, yeah, I like, that's my hyper fixation. I actually met one of the voice actors from One Piece at a Comic-Con last weekend, and he mentioned he had ADHD, and I just instinctively went, me too. I think I have ADHD. I don't know if I do, but I was like, me too, because I was so nervous. And the guy goes, oh, he's super funny. He goes, Ian Sinclair, do you know him?
Name sounds familiar, actually.
He's super funny. He goes, oh, what's your hyper fixation right now? And I said, One Piece cards. And he went, oh, okay, wait a minute, cards? And then he talked to me, the line grew. He talked to me about Magic for 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
Like last Friday, he went to a Magic event. And I told him, last time I played Magic, I played Blue and Black. And he went, I hate you. Yeah. He said, what are you trying to take my deck away from me? What are you trying to make me bottom? He's just like, he's blue.
Yeah, I hate blue too.
Yeah, but he was so fun, dude. It was so great. We got a picture with him, and I got an autograph, and he was just such a personality. We loved him, and he plays Magic the Gathering. Fun fact.
Good game.
Really good game. Expensive game, but good game. If you play print, which is why, yeah, hashtag not sponsor, you can play Magic Arena, and you can catch Wolfkin streaming it right now if you're listening to this, not live. If you're listening to this live, you're in one of our houses. So get out of our house or our walls. They're in the walls, man. You're going to have to look in the wall.
Creepy. With that, though, yeah. So, yeah, if you want to check out that, I do tabletop content, Wolfkins TTRPG on YouTube and Twitch, or just wolfkins.com. I have my stuff there. I've got two ongoing campaigns now. So Koopa Quest is our Monday night game that we play. It's Final Fantasy and it's D&D 5e. Thursday, I've got a Dragon Bane game that was just started. And then I also stream Magic Arena from time to time. And then just make various content around tabletop and trading card games. So, yeah, I'm going to play a little bit of Magic. But as you can see, I'm getting more and more congested as this goes on. So I don't think it's going to be a long stream, but we'll see how it goes.
We should we should look into doing another card game online if we can. I would download the Lorcana simulator for you if you would download it.
Oh, I have it downloaded.
Have you played it?
Yeah.
Is it
fun? It's good. I still wish. It is fun. It is fun. I don't like having access to all the cards. I like the chase.
Yeah. Well, the way I look at it is I prefer playing print more.
Yeah.
So I treat the One Piece simulator purely as practice. That way I can make a deck, play it, practice it, see what build I want to go for, and then hunt for those cards in print.
See, but I can just do that with my play partner upstairs. So I haven't used the app.
Yeah, but you can't use any card in the practice. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't want to practice with something that I don't have.
But I do so I can know what I want to go for.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, go check that out if you want to if you want to get into some of that stuff. But man, that's all I've got for this week. So let's see, we got AI, we got Rebirth, we've got
Hatesith,
and
Xanarkand,
horrible IGN article, Xanarkand,
GameSpot, not IGN,
oh, Fantasy, oh,
GameSpot.
Oh yeah, IGN was what I referenced for the. We're such professionals.
Right,
we should just end. I need some NyQuil.
Hey, you know what the season is?
Winter?
It's Girl Scout cookie season.
Oh, I know.
So I'm gonna say peace out, Girl Scouts.
Fair enough. We'll see you next time.